Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I am your host, Brian Scott. I have a wonderful meditation today. This will focus on some powerful affirmations and treatments that I got from a recent reading of a book called The Creative Word by Robert H. Bitzer. In particular, there's three treatments or affirmations or groups of affirmations that focus on opulence, abundance, and prosperity that I found so wonderful. I wanted to put them into a meditation. If you listen to these affirmations, if you state them out loud, if you become them, if you feel them, you will begin to bring abundance, opulence, and prosperity into your life. So find a place to relax and let go of the outside world. Close your eyes and get comfortable in your bed or chair. It's okay, just get comfortable. Take a deep, conscious breath in through your nose. Slow down your breath. And then exhale. Slow down your breath to 4 to 6 seconds, whatever is most comfortable. Hold it, and then breathe out. Keep your attention on your breath. As thoughts arise, simply let them go and maintain your focus on your breath. Breathing in. And exhale. Slow down your breath even more and bring the focus of your consciousness to your heart, as if you're breathing from your heart. Relax. Put yourself into that relaxed state akin to sleep, that allows these affirmations to sink deeply into your subconscious mind. Let go of any tension you might be holding in your body. Relax. Let go of any tension you have in your feet. Let the relaxation spread, relaxing your ankles, shins, and calves. Moving up to your thighs and quads. Feel this relaxation spread, moving up through your groin, your seat, up through your stomach and chest, your lower and upper backs, up through your shoulders. Let your shoulders down. Release any tension in your neck and let this relaxation spread down through your arms, your elbows, down through your forearms and hands. Continue scanning for any places where you're holding tensions, emotions, and release them. Feel this relaxation spreading, moving up through your head, the back of your head, your forehead, around your eyes and your cheeks, around your mouth. Take even more deep breaths, and as you do, you feel your whole body relax. As you do, you sense a fine vibration, a tingling, stimulating sensation throughout your body. Relax your mind. Let go of any worries, any thoughts that pervade your consciousness. Let go and relax. You are now in a state of deep relaxation and open acceptance. I will repeat the following treatments and affirmations. Repeat them with me if you can. Say them out loud, or let them seep deep into your subconscious if you're sleeping. These are very powerful. Let these ideas sink into your mind. Become them. Feel them. Make them real. Make them a part of your life. I know that money has no power over me because I am that which creates money. I have the power to give myself wealth or to withhold wealth. I am opulent abundance. This awareness is my true prosperity and my never-failing security. I am one with limitless substance, which is God. Substance which is God cannot be denied, because God could never be poor nor limited. I know that I too am the consciousness of that which God is. There is nothing in me that could cause me to be aware of limitation or permit any condition of lack. I am conscious of the limitless abundance which is God. I live opulently because I know that all that the Father hath belongs to me. I am the prosperous life which God is. I live in that conviction of prosperous being. My consciousness is quickened so that the awareness of opulence and wealth is vitalized. I know my prosperous, abundant self finds its complete fulfillment. The ever-responsiveness of divine principle assures me of my security. I know that whatever I need is always made manifest. My prosperity is not limited by things, because I know that consciousness is the creative power. I am aware of an infinite capacity to receive and an infinite capacity to express. I know that God mind in me is right knowing. No concepts of limitation can interfere with my abundance. Definiteness does not create limitation, because each idea that I complete and demonstrate is superseded by a new idea which I complete and demonstrate. Forms of expression are steps in an ever-progressing consciousness of abundance. I have no fear of limitation, because it can never be anything but a thought. Since I control that which I think, I cannot be in bondage to any thought. The intelligence within me which chooses the idea is the same intelligence that releases it as a completed cycle. Divine principle expresses abundance in me at all times. I am opulent supply. I rejoice that the inexhaustible riches of God are mine. There is nothing of limitation in God, nor can there be any belief in limitation in me. I know that God gives lavishly and abundantly. There is no frugality in nature. I am consciously at one with this limitless abundance of God. I realize that just as the abundance of nature represents activity, so my consciousness of abundance makes me active. The life within the tree produces fruit. The power within the seed germinates it. So my prosperous self is active. It establishes me in the channel of right expression. It causes me to put my best effort into everything that I do. At all times, I am the producing power of abundance actively at work. I release my talents and am the active expression of God mind. I know that money is the outward expression of God action. Money corresponds to the conviction of opulent, successful being. I receive money abundantly and use money generously. My wealth is measured by my ability to share. I am conscious of the abundance of good. Everywhere I behold the abundance of God, always manifesting more than is needed. Thousands of apples, yet only a few that will be planted and bear fruit. Millions of cells released in order to ensure one that will be fruitful. Thousands of ideas each day, yet only a few that we will take and use. There is no lack, no frugality in God. I am united with this abundance of God. I refuse to think lack or frugality. Limitation has no place in any phase of my life. I am rich with the abundance of God. I think abundance, feel abundance, and live abundantly. I glorify my Creator by letting His full nature express through me. God's abundant being maintains its own richness in me as me. Everything I do prospers. All that I sow is multiplied abundantly. Every good that goes forth from me increases and does more good. Infinite, inexhaustible riches are mine now. Every thoughtful, constructive act will multiply. Each step of faith brings deeper faith. The more I do, the more I can do. The limitless principles of abundance multiplies all that I do. Infinite mind always supplies me with an abundance of ideas. I am never at a loss to know what to say or do, for the one mind abundantly supplies new thoughts and new concepts. I express each idea fully and completely, for new ideas always move in to motivate me. I use even my choicest ideas joyously because I know that even greater ideas are waiting for my use. The principle of abundance operates on every plane of my expression. Everything that is good is abundantly supplied. My experiences of good increase and multiply. All that is good within me finds full opportunity for expression and release. Limitless abundance prospers me. No lack or limitation exists in divine mind, and I accept the fullness of life that belongs to me. The principle of abundance expresses in deep friendships. There is no lack of affection or love. I give generously and receive generously, for the love which is God ever finds its abundant fulfillment in me. I know that money has no power over me because I am that which creates money. I have the power to give myself wealth or to withhold wealth. I am opulent abundance. This awareness is my true prosperity and my never-failing security. I am one with limitless substance, which is God. Substance which is God cannot be denied, because God could never be poor nor limited. I know that I too am the consciousness of that which God is. There is nothing in me that could cause me to be aware of limitation or permit any condition of lack. I am conscious of the limitless abundance which is God. I live opulently because I know that all that the Father hath belongs to me. I am the prosperous life which God is. I live in that conviction of prosperous being. My consciousness is quickened so that the awareness of opulence and wealth is vitalized. I know my prosperous, abundant self finds its complete fulfillment. The ever-responsiveness of divine principle assures me of my security. I know that whatever I need is always made manifest. My prosperity is not limited by things because I know that consciousness is the creative power. I am aware of an infinite capacity to receive and an infinite capacity to express. I know that God mind in me is right knowing. No concepts of limitation can interfere with my abundance. Definiteness does not create limitation because each idea that I complete and demonstrate is superseded by a new idea which I complete and demonstrate. Forms of expression are steps in an ever-progressing consciousness of abundance. I have no fear of limitation because it can never be anything but a thought. Since I control that which I think, I cannot be in bondage to any thought. The intelligence within me which chooses the idea is the same intelligence that releases it as a completed cycle. Divine principle expresses abundance in me at all times. I am opulent supply. I rejoice that the inexhaustible riches of God are mine. There is nothing of limitation in God, nor can there be any belief in limitation in me. I know that God gives lavishly and abundantly. There is no frugality in nature. I am consciously at one with this limitless abundance of God. I realize that just as the abundance of nature represents activity, so my consciousness of abundance makes me active. The life within the tree produces fruit. The power within the seed germinates it. So my prosperous self is active. It establishes me in the channel of right expression. It causes me to put my best effort into everything that I do. At all times, I am the producing power of abundance actively at work. I release my talents and am the active expression of God mind. I know that money is the outward expression of God action. Money corresponds to the conviction of opulent successful being. I receive money abundantly and use money generously. My wealth is measured by my ability to share. I am conscious of the abundance of good. Everywhere I behold the abundance of God, always manifesting more than is needed. Thousands of apples, yet only a few that will be planted and bear fruit. Millions of cells released in order to ensure one that will be fruitful. Thousands of ideas each day, yet only a few that we will take and use. There is no lack, no frugality in God. I am united with this abundance of God. I refuse to think lack or frugality. Limitation has no place in any phase of my life. I am rich with the abundance of God. I think abundance, feel abundance, and live abundantly. I glorify my Creator by letting His full nature express through me. God's abundant being maintains its own richness in me as me. Everything I do prospers. All that I sow is multiplied abundantly. Every good that goes forth from me increases and does more good. Infinite, inexhaustible riches are mine now. Every thoughtful, constructive act will multiply. Each step of faith brings deeper faith. The more I do, the more I can do. The limitless principles of abundance multiplies all that I do. Infinite mind always supplies me with an abundance of ideas. I am never at a loss to know what to say or do, for the one mind abundantly supplies new thoughts and new concepts. I express each idea fully and completely, for new ideas always move in to motivate me. I use even my choicest ideas joyously because I know that even greater ideas are waiting for my use. The principle of abundance operates on every plane of my expression. Everything that is good is abundantly supplied. My experiences of good increase and multiply. All that is good within me finds full opportunity for expression and release. Limitless abundance prospers me. No lack or limitation exists in divine mind, and I accept the fullness of life that belongs to me. The principle of abundance expresses in deep friendships. There is no lack of affection or love. I give generously and receive generously, for the love which is God ever finds its abundant fulfillment in me. I know that money has no power over me because I am that which creates money. I have the power to give myself wealth or to withhold wealth. I am opulent abundance. This awareness is my true prosperity and my never-failing security. I am one with limitless substance, which is God. Substance which is God cannot be denied, because God could never be poor nor limited. I know that I too am the consciousness of that which God is. There is nothing in me that could cause me to be aware of limitation or permit any condition of lack. I am conscious of the limitless abundance which is God. I live opulently because I know that all that the Father hath belongs to me. I am the prosperous life which God is. I live in that conviction of prosperous being. My consciousness is quickened so that the awareness of opulence and wealth is vitalized. I know my prosperous, abundant self finds its complete fulfillment. The ever-responsiveness of divine principle assures me of my security. I know that whatever I need is always made manifest. My prosperity is not limited by things because I know that consciousness is the creative power. I am aware of an infinite capacity to receive and an infinite capacity to express. I know that God mind in me is right knowing. No concepts of limitation can interfere with my abundance. Definiteness does not create limitation because each idea that I complete and demonstrate is superseded by a new idea which I complete and demonstrate. Forms of expression are steps in an ever-progressing consciousness of abundance. I have no fear of limitation because it can never be anything but a thought. Since I control that which I think, I cannot be in bondage to any thought. The intelligence within me which chooses the idea is the same intelligence that releases it as a completed cycle. Divine principle expresses abundance in me at all times. I am opulent supply. I rejoice that the inexhaustible riches of God are mine. There is nothing of limitation in God, nor can there be any belief in limitation in me. I know that God gives lavishly and abundantly. There is no frugality in nature. I am consciously at one with this limitless abundance of God. I realize that just as the abundance of nature represents activity, so my consciousness of abundance makes me active. The life within the tree produces fruit. The power within the seed germinates it. So my prosperous self is active. It establishes me in the channel of right expression. It causes me to put my best effort into everything that I do. At all times, I am the producing power of abundance actively at work. I release my talents and am the active expression of God mind. I know that money is the outward expression of God action. Money corresponds to the conviction of opulent, successful being. I receive money abundantly and use money generously. My wealth is measured by my ability to share. I am conscious of the abundance of good. Everywhere I behold the abundance of God, always manifesting more than is needed. Thousands of apples, yet only a few that will be planted and bear fruit. Millions of cells released in order to ensure one that will be fruitful. Thousands of ideas each day, yet only a few that we will take and use. There is no lack, no frugality in God. I am united with this abundance of God. I refuse to think lack or frugality. Limitation has no place in any phase of my life. I am rich with the abundance of God. I think abundance, feel abundance, and live abundantly. I glorify my Creator by letting His full nature express through me. God's abundant being maintains its own richness in me as me. Everything I do prospers. All that I sow is multiplied abundantly. Every good that goes forth from me increases and does more good. Infinite, inexhaustible riches are mine now. Every thoughtful, constructive act will multiply. Each step of faith brings deeper faith. The more I do, the more I can do. The limitless principles of abundance multiplies all that I do. Infinite mind always supplies me with an abundance of ideas. I am never at a loss to know what to say or do, for the one mind abundantly supplies new thoughts and new concepts. I express each idea fully and completely, for new ideas always move in to motivate me. I use even my choicest ideas joyously, because I know that even greater ideas are waiting for my use. The principle of abundance operates on every plane of my expression. Everything that is good is abundantly supplied. My experiences of good increase and multiply. All that is good within me finds full opportunity for expression and release. Limitless abundance prospers me. No lack or limitation exists in divine mind, and I accept the fullness of life that belongs to me. The principle of abundance expresses in deep friendships. There is no lack of affection or love. I give generously and receive generously, for the love which is God ever finds its abundant fulfillment in me. Now, take a few moments and let these wonderful ideas seep into your subconscious and focus on your prosperity. Imagine it. Imagine a prosperous world for you. Become it. Enter into the state of the prosperity you wish to fulfill in your life. You are opulently abundant. Now that you've accepted this reality, you are abundant. This is not something in the future, it is in the now. And as you go out into the day, I want you to have the most amazing day, constantly reminding yourself of the amazing abundance and opulence all around you and within you. Welcome to the Reality Revolution.